from the diary of an Omega. The little hairs on the back of my neck are standing straight up. My knees feel like buckling, my nipples straining under the thin material of my cami top. My face is flush, my whole body visually quivering as the strange man paces from room to room, taking his inspection notes. If he were an alpha, he'd be able to scent my pussy and know how ripe I am for breeding. He would drop everything and mount me right here on the kitchen floor, plunging his entire swollen cock into my cunt in one rough thrust, marking me, knotting me, claiming me. We make eye contact for a moment, and I'm almost relieved when he carries on about his business. It would be too dangerous to have an alpha in my home during one of my heats, let alone one this agonizing. But he is merely a beta, incapable of detecting my mating glands working overtime. Still, I fight every primal urge to present myself to him. My inner torment, the instinctual drive to fuck and breed, unable to clear my head and function as anything more than a pre-programmed Omega. Fertile, both in fear of and yearning for the chase. My slick is starting to drench my inner thighs. My panties are all but useless at this point. I should take them off. No. Having one less layer between myself and this beta would only worsen the situation. My nails dig reddened crescents into my palms while I keep my fists on the counter, as though I need to display my internal war for this lesser demi-human to gawk at. I worry about breaking a sweat just as he announces his departure, the creaking of the front door muffling my deep exhale, very nearly growling in his absence. There's no more room for control. I practically sprint to the door and breathe in what's left of his scent. Beta or not, the ghost of his presence reeks of man. I stick my tongue out, yearning for a taste of such a specter, whimpering aloud, devolving from a functional being into a feral piece of prey. Before I can blink, I realize I've dropped to my knees, my outstretched tongue slobbering on the doorknob he'd just touched to relieve himself of the property inspection. I crave his inspection of my personal property. Relieving himself. Relief. I need relief. I dig both of my hands into my pants, nearly tearing off my underwear, scratching myself on the way down, until I have three fingers curled up inside my hot, desperate hole, while my other hand tremors hungrily on my hardened clit. I am no longer one with my body. The need is greater than the desire. My eyes roll back, my mouth searching for every last trace of the beta on the copper handle. My hips rolling to meet the upward thrusts of my wrist. I can already feel it. The orgasm I chase in a feeble attempt to retrieve relief. There is no true relief from being in heat without a cock to rut it all away. When I come, the guttural howl that I expel from the depths of my body is surely heard by any neighbors. Perhaps even the beta who sits in his truck out front. My pussy clenches so tight around my fingers as though it were milking a cock, siphoning it of a prospective alpha's seed. I kneel there, panting, a pathetic little mess. Feeling exhausted and empty. My lips finally detach from the front door and I let myself fall onto my back, my hands sliding away from my throbbing center. And there I lay, an Omega in my prime, suffering such a fate until I may finally be chased by an Alpha who will bite and mate me when the stars align. Until that happens, I'll remain as this touch-starved animal howling at the moon.